Blog Talk Radio.
Metal injection lock.
Go!
Hello. I am Chuck Landington welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection Livecast. Spring is here. You know how I can tell? Rob has gone from 3 brunches a week to 5. And Sid has gone from 3 showers a week to 4. Ah yes, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Here's the show.
First of all, it is not spring. Spring is not here.
It's
technically
fucking
cold.
Snow tomorrow.
Yeah. Fuck this.
Listen, sometimes Blandy has to reach a little furry.
I didn't
give
sign
a
up
break.
To live in fucking Montreal. This is disgusting.
Montreal.
There'd be more readily available poutine if we lived in Montreal. There would only be only one place in all of Brooklyn.
Maybe I don't like poutine.
Oh, have you ever had poutine?
Yes.
You like French fries, right?
Yes.
You like gravy? You like gravy?
I'm anti-poutine.
Oh.
Get like out of here.
Freedom fries I like. Hi, everybody.
Welcome to Livecast 202.
Wow, what a show we have. This should have been 200.
Yeah.
This show.
So you know what? Let's just wrap it up.
Or we could just delete the previous two episodes.
We have a great show. Comedian, King of Metal, Dave Hill will
yes.
be joining us in the second hour to bring back our favorite game show of all time. Can I get a little little echo, reverb, whatever on this? Death or No Death! We have a studio audience in here.
Very reserved
as well.
Applause.
It's a respectful, respectful applause. Right. Oh, now it's the rain applause. It's raining applause.
All right, it's a sitcom now. Okay?
There we go.
Oh,
that's
me,
a,
me
that's a
that
Fox Married with Children applause.
Yeah, the guy walked in from
Al Bundy just walked in, and then it's like, that's the sound effect we need when Dave Hill comes on
okay.
the air.
Yeah.
You got it.
We also have a great phone number. It's a great. Give us
so
a call.
Positive.
646-929-1357.
What is this? Chrome is warning me that there's a malware infection.
Yeah,
oh,
wrong.
Oh,
a
Metal Injection FM. Oh, I have to let me look into this. Yeah, we had some crazy technical issues earlier this week.
Who's been hacking your website?
I don't know, but it's our ad network that got hacked.
Mm-hmm. That's
so funny. Our banner ads were supposedly malware for a little bit, but it's been resolved.
Which ads specifically? All of them or like for a specific product?
Well, if you want to get into the technical aspect.
I just want to know which shitty band to blame.
Oh, no, it's not a band's fault. It's just they felt like they went into our ad system and basically attached like malware code onto an ad.
But which ad?
I probably shouldn't say.
Liturgy.
Why not?
No, I don't know.
It's Stradivarius.
Okay, well, that sounds about right. Noah. I blame Noah.
Okay, I did it.
Never again,
fun of power metal.
Stradivarius had nothing to do with it, though, I will say.
Stradivarius with a Stradivirus, perhaps.
Oh,
see how that works?
Stradivarius.
You sure it wasn't Falconer?
Pretty sure. Also, we have Monica.
They don't have money for ads.
Exactly.
We have Monica sitting in on the show.
Speaking
Monica.
Viruses,
hello, Monica.
What? Hi.
The Coxsackie virus.
Coxsackie.
Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, I was looking up a psychic's website at work this week. And
yeah, at work, yeah.
Hold on. Why were you looking up a psychic's website?
Because we wanted to get a psychic on the show that
I
work on.
Oh, for work. I thought you were like on your downtime looking at
the
psychic.
Oh, no.
If the psychic was good, they would have called you and been like, oh, so I hear you're thinking about getting a psychic on the show.
Exactly. They should have brought me to it.
What?
But actually, this is how non-psychic she was. I went to her website and it had been hacked by Arabs. There was Arab scripture all over it and like a Quran.
Rob?
It was
wow. Explain this.
I don't speak Arab.
You probably have like some kind of like font, like Wingdings or something that just...
Arab Wingdings.
But Monica was
my favorite
so
kind
nice.
Of soup also, by the way, is Arab Wingdings. It's delicious.
Oh, and creepy music started, too.
Oh, yeah,
remember?
It had some, like, creepy Arabic music.
Really?
And Monica was so nice that she called the psychic, and she's like, and it was, like, the cutest conversation. She's like, I don't know how to tell you this, but you've been hacked by Arabs. at a arrow.
And she said, I knew that.
No, she didn't. That's why she was non-psychic.
Wait, hold on. When you called her, did she pick up the phone going, hello, Monica?
No.
She didn't even have caller ID.
Yeah, I thought you don't even need to be psychic for that.
Yeah.
Caller ID.
Well, even, that's even more shameful. She doesn't put enough money into her. Her business.
When she actually said this was the second time, she goes, again, I just got that fixed last week. The arrows were like pinpointing her website.
Maybe the Arabs, like, they went to her and she gave them a bad psychic analysis. Mm. And they were like, we will hack her and make her pay for her crimes.
That makes sense.
She didn't warn them about Bin Laden getting shot.
That was like years ago, Sam.
Well,
come on.
They bided their time. They needed to replenish the strength of the terror cell after the change in leadership. We will strike. Fuck SEAL Team 6. We're going to get this psychic lady. Starting big.
What's wrong with SEAL? Why can't he lead it?
Oh, God. Where's the psychic to warn him about that stuff on his face?
Yeah, he just sings Kiss from a Rose at the Arab.
Or that marriage to that model. Who is he married to? Heidi Klum.
They're not married anymore.
No. I'm saying he should have been warned about it.
About what? Hey, you'll get to fuck a model, and then right when she starts getting old, you'll get to divorce her. Wow, that sounds terrible. I'll definitely
Thank you,
not
Sid.
Do that.
Thank you, Sid, for your empathy.
What
empathy? For what?
For his reason.
For his plight.
She's the one that got dumped.
She got dumped? I thought he got dumped. I don't know. I thought it was...
Either way, she did him a favor. She's looking a little long in the tooth now. A little bit.
Yeah,
the boobs.
Oh,
they haven't changed the sort of...
What does her dental history have to do with...
Okay. Black and Decker pecker wrecker, you know what I'm saying?
But she keeps trying to show her boobs off, being like, look, I'm still young and hot.
It's like, no, you're not.
There was
her boobs are like underneath her armpits at this point.
I wouldn't even know how to pick Heidi Klum out of a lineup.
Really?
I wouldn't know what she looked like.
Wouldn't.
I honestly wouldn't.
Well, to see her today, I don't think you'd be super impressed.
She's very pretty, but she needs to dress more appropriate.
She needs to wear a muumuu, you're saying.
No, just like don't wear a dress that's cut down to your belly button when you've already had like three kids.
Yeah.
It's like her nipples showing out under by the belly button. Is that what you're saying?
It's just like hitting her ribs.
Right next to her appendix scar.
Now there's a
she used to have like big, firm, perky tits.
Okay.
And she had kids.
Boobs.
And now they're like,
nature.
You know, six inches lower.
Understandable.
Yeah, like a little fried egg situation going on.
Oh.
I mean, they're about the best fried egg tits you'll see, but they're still fried egg tits now.
Ew. So
they're very tan fried. It's like
very
it's like,
old.
Oh, well done, fried egg tits.
I still would rather see Heidi Klum's boobs over Lena Dunham's boobs, which we see every episode of Girls.
Well, you don't have to watch Girls if you don't like
That's
it.
That's a good point.
But I want to watch the subplots, and like I like the writing. I just don't want Lena Dunham to freaking take her clothes off every scene.
But people that look like her sometimes in life are naked.
There doesn't need to be a show about it.
It doesn't need to be on premium cable.
Why not?
Yourself.
If not premium cable, then where? It's not going to be on basic cable.
She's the one that writes the scenes for her to have sex with the older cute dude or be in the bathtub with her girlfriend.
So what's wrong? Guys do that all the time.
Every guy does that. Jim Belushi's married to a gorgeous woman in that stupid show of his.
True. Fucking Craig James on King of Queens.
True.
Yeah. Kevin James.
Kevin
yeah, sure.
Get it right.
But
Craig James is a former
We don't have to
player.
Watch her little boobs.
Whatever. It's fine.
Are you interested, Sid? Would you have sex with Lena Dunham?
Probably not. But I respect her being able to do whatever the fuck she wants on her own show.
I respect it, but I'm just like, all right, come on. Leave that shirt on. Does that shirt need to be
on? Can I say, in one episode, they're doing cocaine. Here in Williamsburg, which is weird,
who does cocaine in Williamsburg?
Yeah.
Everyone?
Yeah, really.
I don't know.
Welcome to Williamsburg.
Well, they went to a dance club, and they're, like, having a really great time, and she meets this dude, and she goes, let's switch shirts.
Yeah.
So, of course, his shirt is, like,
mesh.
I'm like,
a little tiny yellow mesh shirt.
That's the whole point, is that she's so high, she doesn't care that her tits are out in public.
I guess, but we get it already. We get it.
It's fine, whatever.
Send her a tweet.
My main complaint is that Allison Williams refuses to get naked. That's some bullshit. Marnie?
Oh, Marnie.
Yeah, she's pretty, like, okay.
But she won't take her tits out. Her and Shoshana won't take their tits out, and those are the ones that I would like to see.
I think I would rather see Shoshana's tits.
They're bigger.
Yeah, they're fluffier, and Marnie is, like, too skinny.
But I'd still, it's not even that I'm, like, so turned on that I want to see them. It's just like, who the fuck do you think you are that you don't have to when your boss is doing it every 5 minutes? Yeah. Be a fucking team player.
But Marnie is a prude in the show anyways.
But, like, there was that time, like, in this, for the listeners of this show, I guarantee, like, maybe 2% of the watch
hey,
the show.
Hey, Bill Nido was just watching Girls earlier.
All
right. This is for me, too, because I refuse to watch
the season premiere episode where Marnie fucks the gay dude, or tries to.
Yeah, for two seconds.
She gets naked, but she's laying there and just happens to have her hands over her nipples.
I
like,
hate that.
Stop. Stop. If the actress doesn't want to get naked, then just have her leave
it's
her bra.
It's because her dad is a news anchor.
Well, then cast someone else who's a
true.
Fucking team player.
We did
so
see
she's such a great actress.
We saw Shoshana without pants on one episode, remember?
Yeah, but we only saw from the side. You didn't see any bush or lip.
No, I think we saw a full like frontal, but she waxed everything.
No,
yeah,
no.
Sid would
know.
Look at this conviction Sid is talking about.
Yeah,
Sid keeps very close record inside his head.
Side lip.
Which at least that's something. But
somebody just said, oh, bacon shorts. And the shot said, Heidi Klum is not 3D's type. Too white and not enough booty. That's very true. My beautiful girlfriend is a nice, fine tan. Rich golden brown color, and has an enormous booty, which she was wearing leopard print leopard print stretch pants yesterday.
Oh
my
goodness.
God!
That made her look like oh my god, I was drooling. It looked like a she looked like a music video.
I can just like see your girlfriend walking down King's Highway, and you're just like trailing behind her with your mouth just like open down to the like
does
your
girlfriend
eyes
often walk down King's Highway.
No.
Well, I just think
really.
King's Highway because she came to visit you and you live on King's.
No, I was in her house.
I bet she has the measurements of that Sir Mix-a-Lot song.
Ah. 36, 24, 36. Only if she's 5'3".
Yeah.
She's just thick. She's just super. You
well,
didn't
she,
you meet her?
Yeah,
like,
I met her at the Christmas party. Well, she's definitely shorter than me, and she has way bigger boobs and way bigger butt than me.
Yeah, yeah. She posted a picture of her in like this red, very tight fitting dress.
And you went,
and I was like, hubba, hubba.
She's
I bet
an hourglass.
Darren is going crazy.
She's an hourglass.
I was like, the reason why Darren is not standing next to her in this picture is because he fainted.
Because I don't want to be shamed out of the picture of how ugly I am. That's
no.
She's the perfect woman for me. What a body. Oh, I'm sorry. I had to go off on that.
Whoa.
I know. How long are you guys together at this point?
Is she in the
a
chat room?
Year and, it was a year in October. I met her in October and we went out on the first date in November. That was a year.
Darren's happy.
Very happy.
So
ecstatic. I don't want to bog the show down with that. We can continue.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Way too positive.
So, Monica, you were talking about stuff that you learn while you work on OutQ.
Oh, okay.
So what is OutQ for people that don't get SiriusXM?
OutQ is the LGBT channel for SiriusXM.
Every time I see those letters, I think of BLT, and it makes me hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Could
me
they
too.
Do something about that?
But well, there's not a L in there. LG,
it's still
LG.
Just
oh,
the
BT.
Yeah,
BT,
I just think
BLT.
Of sandwiches.
You're fine. Because he's dyslexic.
Find a different acronym.
I'm sure there's
please.
Some people in those letters that'll make a sandwich out of you, but...
What would a Sid sandwich consist of?
Bacon.
Two big bears.
A hamburger patty that fell on the floor where there's
dogs. It
would
be one thing, a bologna, but like folded over. And like white bread, just a little moldy.
He's economical.
Yeah.
Why would you really need to use two slices of bologna in a sandwich, really?
And because that's sort of what I look like shirtless. Just sprinkle some pepper on it to simulate chest hair.
Bologna with bread.
Just drop it on the
floor. A folded over bologna.
Yeah.
That's it.
This is full of bologna.
Oh,
so what did you learn, Monica?
Okay. So working on the gay channel, basically.
OutQ.
OutQ.
What does the Q stand for?
Queer?
Quiver.
Quiver?
Well, OutQ is ripped off from something else. When I was a kid, right, on Z100 and all that, they used to have these, like, party, like, club updates, and they would go, OutQ, your club and concert calendar.
Oh, really?
OutQ is, like, the part of the song where you know that it's about to end, so you can talk. So they've just co-opted it.
But it has nothing to do with gay. It was just, like,
you're out, and you're queer. OutQ.
OutQ. Yeah. But, they stole it. They jacked it.
Is queer a derogatory term?
Would it be the first?
No, queer is like nigger. Like they said, oh, this is something people used to call.
We're queer, we're here, get used to it.
And they adopted it as to call each other. But you can't walk up to a gay person and go, hey, you're queer.
Well, I would never.
I don't even know anybody that uses that word.
Yeah.
Okay, so I learn all kinds of nasty things, not only from being on OutQ, but also just from sitting next to Noah and my boss, Sam. They know way more sexual phrases than I know. So something will come up in conversation. I'm like, oh, what's bukkake mean? And then they'll tell me.
So then I was like, okay, Monica, hold on. Let me show you. And then I go to the sports department. I get all the guys.
Oh, no, Noah.
Chris Russo walks in. Yeah. Hey, where's the bukkake, Mikey?
That never happened.
Did Cousin Brucey ever bukkake?
Anyways, let me tell you what I learned.
Let me get my underwear off, people. It's CBS FM.
He wears diapers.
A little slow today. Good morning, love. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's okay. So I was introduced to a new term called chariot racing.
Uh-huh.
Does anybody know what chariot racing
like
is?
Like Ben-Hur. Like the...
When you said it before, I thought you said cherry erasing. And I thought
so. It's done some of that. Community?
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
Chariot racing is what you said?
Chariot. Yeah, like you're riding in a chariot.
I didn't know it was a term on the Sexual Jeopardy one.
No, it wasn't. Because I've never heard of this.
So, okay, so there's two kinds I learned from while on my show on Friday night that I guess a gay porn star told my boss. And so... Let's picture you're the driver of the chariot. So you're standing up there and you have your hands on the reins, you know? But instead of holding reins, you're thrust up in somebody.
You lost me.
But then
so
you're fingering someone on all four?
No, it's with guys. So you're basically like
you're,
elbow
you're
deep into
two guys?
Dudes. Oh. Yeah. Oh, you're fisting two guys.
How often does that happen?
Because you're chariot racing, so you're the driver instead of holding the reins.
So what's the chariot? The two guys?
Two guys' buttholes.
It's like they're the horses of the chariot, and you're standing in in the actual chariot.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, that's kind of gross. But then a caller called in, and...
A colored called in?
Oh! I said a caller.
Wow, Monica.
Play back the tape.
Sorry, jeez.
I got to say, I heard colored.
Thank you.
You hear what you want to hear.
Maybe it's just my southern accent coming out or something.
Go ahead. We're just busting your balls.
I guess you could also chariot race while you're in a car with either two guys or a guy and a girl where there's the driver and then you push the seat all the way back and then let's say a girl gets on top of it, like mounts him facing forward and one has to drive and one has to do the pedals.
That seems very bizarre.
That's how car accidents happen. That's dangerous. Yeah.
That's worse than texting.
That could be exciting.
Well, if the guy is laying down, how can he see where they're going?
No, he can't be, like, laying down. You just have to push the seat back so there's room for both of your legs.
It's only in a limo, Noah. They don't. You're not allowed to do this while someone's actually participating and driving.
Oh.
But I guess, I think, I don't know. I guess the girl would have to be, like, bent over so, like, nobody could see her. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't get in trouble, so maybe he drives because he can see. But and then she's bent over and would.
Well,
have
where
to
would she
the...
be bent over into?
I don't know.
The windshield
her head close to the steering wheel. It sounds very dangerous.
Yeah.
Maybe just do it around your knee.
Maybe the guy just drives with his cack while he's doing
what?
All this. I don't know.
But isn't the cack inside of the like,
yeah.
inside
uh-huh.
of the chick?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the passenger the driver's cack?
Yes.
Yes.
That
I don't.
That's why I said it was very dangerous.
I can't.
It wouldn't be fun just to like sit there.
I'm lost.
It depends where you're going. What if you're going to Disney? Then it's a lot of fun.
I guess.
Sit in the car. And
that's a replacing Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
It's the chariot race.
Yeah.
Trying to appeal to an older audience.
It's like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
I think your boss made this up and was fucking with you.
No, it's true.
It's not something she would make up.
Oh, I'm just kidding. All right,
boss,
lawyer
come on,
for
let's
defense.
Go out to my car. I'll show you right now. But he probably did just make that up to see if you'd be willing to
do it.
No, it
was a girl.
Oh, wow.
No, in that case.
No, she learned from the porn star Eric Rhodes. He told her about it.
Is that a gay porn star?
Yeah, he died last year, I think.
From what?
I don't know.
Come on.
He's
can we take a wild guess?
He used to come on the channel a lot.
How old is
come?
He?
I don't know.
67.
67.
I don't know.
Let's say he died from complications related to pneumonia. You know what I mean?
That's wrong, sir.
Is it wrong, though? It probably isn't wrong.
It's wrong because you're right. That's why it's wrong.
No, you want a Wikipedia?
What?
Eric
cause
Rhodes.
Of death for Eric Rhodes?
Dusty Rhodes'
son. I was about to say that. Sorry. He did have a splotch on his stomach, but it wasn't... what you think it was.
Yeah,
one too many Cleveland steamers.
I don't care that six people got that. That was awesome.
Porn star Eric Rhodes dead at 30, yeah. And it's on Queerty.com.
It's on what?
Queerty.
Queerty.
This is the great Eric Rhodes.
Oh yeah, he died. He died in his sleep of a heart attack.
Oh,
because yeah. He's so like beefy. Look at him.
Yeah,
he's
he talked about steroids and club drugs publicly on his blog. Yeah.
He looks like David Otunga.
Who?
From the WWE.
He looks like one of the Jersey Shore castmates.
Yeah.
The one that kept getting into fights.
He looks blown up.
Yeah, he
was.
Someone took an air pump and just.
At least he lived a dignified 30 years.
Yeah.
Being chariot raced.
Oh.
Probably.
The racer or the racee?
I'm sure he did both. Got to earn a living somehow.
So he got the slot.
Chariot race exists in Urban Dictionary. Real.
Okay. Preparing for later.
Yeah. Oh, four men can also enjoy this position.
How can four men enjoy the position?
The bottoms, be them men or women, set up doggy-style positions on all fours parallel to each other. The tops then mount the bottoms.
It's like a cheerleader pyramid.
Thus, you have two couples facing in the same direction, side by side. The tops then lean in and kiss, thus reenacting a Roman chariot race. Oh, okay.
Because in Roman chariot races, there was lots of kissing?
Well, it's like, you know, when you run into each other's chariots and, like, the wheels.
No, I don't.
There's
know.
Friction.
Tell me about running.
Rob is an expert, yeah. Folks.
No, you know the fucking Farticus over here. Tell us about
Farticus.
It.
Farticus.
Farticus.
Why Farticus? Farticus? I'm Farticus.
Tons of gay sex.
Nope.
646-929-1357 is our phone number. Sid, you took no shit on the train,
oh,
did
yeah.
you?
It's one of those situations where you always wonder. If you're the victim of poor subway etiquette, would you stand up and say something, or you just take it like a bitch? And I've never actually been in the position where I was the victim. I was always just watching other people be dicks and just like sort of shaking my head and be like, man, if that was me, I'd do something. But I never actually had the opportunity until yesterday. There's all train problems, and me and my wife get on a super crowded train because there was like three trains that stopped running, and everybody had to unload and get on this other train. And there was this dude, a dude that Noah wouldn't like, if you get my meaning.
Just, why do you
have to drag me into this? He was Asian and black.
Yeah. Well, he was wearing a black leather jacket.
Oh, okay.
So. Full body leaning on the subway pole. Just full body. Head, back, at legs, everything. Just like completely. There was no room to put your hand. And the train was packed. And like it was packed when we got on. It's not like it was getting packed. It was already. So he was being an asshole and everybody was letting him. But I'm like, there's nowhere for me to hold on. I got to do something. So I just grabbed the pole, like, forced my hand in there, and he turns around. I'm like, this is not for you to lean on. People hold on to this. Get the fuck out of here. I don't think he understood what I said because I was speaking English, but he understood yelling, so he backed
and then the whole
away.
Crowd applauded.
No.
It was a huge
My
moment.
Wife was impressed.
Wow.
That was nice. That's
Did
you get some out of it?
Yeah. Awesome later on.
Did but, she reference this incident while you were doing it? Oh, my strong man.
I'd say something right now, but it would be a little disrespectful to my wife, so.
Fair enough.
But she's probably not listening. But.
She was so impressed with your manliness.
Were you about to make a pole joke?
No.
Like, she put her hands all over your
I was
going
to say it's hard
pole.
To reference anything with your mouth full.
No.
But I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, that would be wrong.
No, it'll come
<You're wrong. laughs>
I have to put the mic back on, Noah.
Thank you. Right, thank you.
646-929-1357. Is our phone number. Oh, another thing we talked about. I don't know if we said we were going to talk about this on the air. Was the Kardashians.
Uh-oh.
Were we going to mention this? How
okay.
We got into a spirited debate about Khloe Kardashian.
Right. Defending her honor.
I wasn't defending her honor. I just don't think she's a hideous fucking beast.
She's a shaved ape.
Jesus Christ. I thought you were going a little harsh on her.
No.
All.
I just, like, I feel like all the Kardashians, they're just all makeup, and like now they're all makeup and face filler.
I just think she looks like our average person. Like, she doesn't look like a supermodel.
She's kind of like bestial.
Okay, fine.
She's a big woman.
Yeah. She's like if Rob shaved. And grew his hair out a little bit.
And put on a lot of makeup.
Look how
she's
we all grown.
Like,
like, oh, that's
well,
gross.
A woman shouldn't be built like Rob.
For a woman.
Yeah, that's true.
Rob is big for a dude, let alone for a woman.
I'm not insulted.
How tall is she and how fat is she? What's her weight? Height?
I don't even know that it's that she's fat. She's just she's built like a dude.
She's a, line,
yeah.
She's
like
a linebacker.
Mount Fiji.
I'm pretty yes. sure she's like 5'9 or 5'10.
Poor Mount Fiji.
We watched
she's
this glow.
Oh, I watched it too. I watched it yesterday.
Yeah,
it was fantastic.
She's in a hospital and she's like.
I just don't understand how she could be 5'10 and then her sisters are like 5 foot.
Because she's only half sisters with them.
Oh, allegedly.
Allegedly, O.J. Simpson is her dad.
That's not true.
What?
O.J.?
Yeah.
Where did you hear that? She's
on the
black.
Internet in 40 places?
No, I don't think O.J. is her dad. Yeah.
Well, why doesn't she look like her sisters? She looks like if her sisters...
Well, why does she not look like O.J.?
She does. She looks like a less attractive version of her sister.
She is not part black, though.
Mm.
No way.
Not there's something remotely. Going on there.
Oh, well.
There's something unnatural.
Like, what? Something
how
unnatural?
Weird her head shape is.
Mm. She looks like China.
Yeah,
I
look like China.
I think that's over. But I don't. Like, I'm not saying she's attractive because she's not. But that's...
like when China went to the plastic surgeon, she had a picture of Khloe Kardashian. She's like, make me look like this.
No, when Khloe Kardashian went to the plastic surgeon, she had a picture of China.
No.
That make me look like this.
So if OJ really is her father, though, one day, you know, they're going to have, like, a great reunion show and, like, put a camera there when they meet.
On Maury?
Something. I don't know. He's
sure
in jail. He can't go to Maury.
I'm sure they've met. I'm sure they've hung out.
How?
Like a,
how did
they?
Because
he's friends with all those people. That was his lawyer. Kardashian was his lawyer.
Oh, yeah. That's right, yeah.
So there's connection from way back.
I forgot that.
And he likes banging white women.
Jeez.
So?
Oh, we have a caller.
Is it OJ from prison?
No.
He'd be a collect call.
513, you're on the Metal Injection Livecast. What's your name? Where are you from?
Sam from Cincinnati, Ohio.
What's up, Sam?
Not much. You guys said something about Khloe Kardashian looking like China. And the other day I was in our school library, and there's a they have a bunch of cheesy reading posters all over the library. And one of them is a wrestling poster, and it has China, The Rock, and Mick Foley holding books in the ring.
Yeah. And what's the copy? What does it say?
It says something like the WWF, China, The Rock, and Mick Foley want you to read.
Read Playboy with China's penis.
Gross.
So I can't see it and not laugh after listening to this show and all the China talk and stuff.
I just asked in the chat if people would bang Khloe Kardashian. Iron Sheik responds, would you suck China's penis? No.
Absolutely not.
I do not want to see China naked.
I don't even want to look at her penis, let alone suck anything on her.
Shackletown said he'd go chariot racing with Khloe.
Well, at least then you don't have to look at her.
But wouldn't she have to be the racer, though? And she's such a huge person.
She's like an Amazon.
If everything's in proportion, it'd be a lot easier to get a fist up in her.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about this anymore.
Yeah, she's banging Lamar Odom. She's probably all loose down there anyway. Stretch, that's a 6'10" dude.
Okay.
But if he's 6'10", he could still have a tiny penis.
Probably not, though.
It could happen.
It could. I mean, but a tiny penis for him would be like average size
that's
for
true.
Most people.
Well, maybe he's 6'10", but his penis is only like 5 inches or 6 inches.
Mm.
That's like average, right? Oh. But
maybe
it's
really
girthy,
like all the skin went towards girth,
but
not length.
Also, that's not the only guy she's ever fucked.
That's true.
So, I'm sure she was plenty loosened up before she even met Lamar. That poor man.
She fucked her dad, OJ, at any point?
No.
I bet there was probably, maybe that's how they found out.
Maybe OJ didn't know, right. And
he's banging and all of a sudden Kris Jenner comes in. That's the mom, right?
Yeah.
Or Bruce. Bruce is the mom.
Yeah.
They both have
they're
pretty
both
gay
moms.
Names.
Yeah.
So yeah, Chris walked in. She's like, "Oh, you guys, you shouldn't do that because that's your dad. Because we did that once.
We may never know."
Then they had a three-way.
Oh.
Three-way dance.
Oh.
Sam, would you have sex with Khloe Kardashian?
No, I am straight.
Nice.
We should see correct how old answer. He is. Maybe he's not old enough.
How old are you?
What? 17.
Old enough to have sex with Noah.
Would you have sex with Noah?
Too old.
No, he's not. Noah will go to jail.
Yeah, exactly. I like balls.
No, this is no time for ball talk.
What? That's what the segment is called, right?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Ball talk with Noah.
Pitch that show to OutQ. All
right.
Just be like a grooming show.
Oh.
Why not?
Noah, do you groom men's balls, men's testicles?
Do I groom them? No, I don't have a side business grooming men's balls.
Have you ever?
No.
Have you ever given, like, constructive criticism to someone because their grooming was not proper?
No.
Oh, everything was always in order there for you.
There was one, but, like, it wasn't anything continuous, so it was like, all right, whatever.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. There you have it.
That concludes ball talk.
Great. I don't remember signing up for this segment, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
It's your segment, for God's sake. You came up with it. You're just signing up.
It's trying to be normal.
Your name's on it.
Trying to be modest.
Pass him the buck.
All right, Sam, we're going to let you go because you're drifting here.
All right.
Listen, he's doing pretty good, I think.
Yeah, good work, Sam. Yeah. Thank you for
keep
saying
all right.
Yeah.
Keep breathing.
Stay in school.
Listen to the podcast first and then go back to reading.
646-929-1357. If there's any fancy posters in your library, we want to know about them. Once again, 646-929-1357.
Remember having to go to the school library? That must suck.
Seems sort of like preaching to the choir, though, to have a reading poster inside the library. It's like, we're already here.
Yeah.
We're reading.
Well, they want you to read, not like hang out.
Yeah, that's for the kids that go in, like, they're skeptical. They're like, I'm here, but I don't know, I'm on the fence.
what professional wrestlers endorse this? I'll decide whether it's worth my time.
Yeah. Wait, doink? No, sorry.
I bet they had a poster of Bret Michaels reading, too.
What?
Encouraging.
That's why you started reading.
No. Ew, he's so gross. He's just, like, on every random advertisement.
Mm-hmm. They had a Falconer poster that said read, but it was like he was reading in Swedish or whatever.
Yeah, I couldn't understand it.
So, you walked out, and now you can't read. Oh, well.
I don't need to read anymore.
That's
I'm an
good.
Adult.
That's true. Huh. You have a certificate.
She doesn't need to read. She works on the radio.
That's
yeah.
true.
I just need to be able to speak.
And you can.
Sorry, I'm just going a little nuts with Noah's Butterfinger bites.
Oh, yeah. That was good. I ate one because I didn't want to diet, but I couldn't resist taking one of those.
So I like how Sid will take one and then close, like, it's a Ziploc baggie, so he'll completely Ziploc the baggie up.
In denial that he's going to open it.
And he'll push it away, yeah.
Or it's Rob, and then Rob will open it.
But, like, 30 seconds later, Sid will be back in the bag.
Yeah.
It's like zipping it up doesn't help.
That's all that rustling you hear. We're not popping bubble wrap here.
There's no chariot racing tonight.
But there is death or no death coming up.
Oh. Yes, with King of Metal, Dave Hill. What else do we want to talk about now?
Amanda Bynes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tell them the tweet, Sid.
She sent out a tweet earlier. You know, we all know who Amanda Bynes is, right?
Yes.
No, who
the
is
next
she?
Lindsay Lohan.
She's another one of those Disney Channel.
Nickelodeon,
actually.
Okay. Thank
Same
you.
Thing.
You're welcome.
Starlet.
She was, like, on All That and the Amanda Show.
Now she's got, like, weird cheek piercings. And earlier this week, she tweeted, I wish Drake would murder my vagina.
Oh!
So everybody's in an uproar because what the hell's going on with her?
Why is anyone in uproar over that? Why can't she say that?
No, well, she's been, like, kind of going off the deep end anyways. Like, kind of, she was always kind of a background actress. Like, never that much hype about her. And then just recently, she's
Didn't
been,
she
like...
Didn't she go out with Seth MacFarlane?
I don't know.
She dated
that
someone.
That can't be. That's weird.
Why?
I don't know. It just seems like a weird pairing.
It's no weirder than her sweating Drake.
Well, I'm pretty sure Seth MacFarlane is into dudes.
Is he?
Have you ever heard him speak or perform in any way?
Oh, interesting. What? Yeah, look, here.
No, I didn't seem effeminate.
Here they are together on a date. I bet they were really funny together.
They're about as far apart as they could possibly
be.
Yeah,
yeah, she's laughing because he just said something.
Their body language looks like they don't like each other.
She said, I totally don't want Seth MacFarlane to murder my vagina.
Yeah.
Here.
Amanda Bynes and Seth MacFarlane are dating.
Mm. Wow. Ryan Seacrest has a girlfriend, too.
Yeah.
I don't
No,
see
they
him
just
as...
broke up.
Well, Seth MacFarlane, you hear that?
Yeah.
Ryan Seacrest
the Fox
single.
Channel supergroup.
What's your evidence that he's gay? I'm just
he
curious.
He loves singing show tunes.
So?
The end.
That's it? That's the whole
end.
Thing?
Yeah, he just... You get that
I'm
vibe.
I'm not saying he's not.
I just get that vibe. It's fine.
Okay.
It could be straight and like.
And his show is so like frat boyish. I feel like that's to throw people off the scent.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay. That I find more compelling than the show tunes.
It all adds up.
Yeah.
Darren, you like show tunes, right?
Yes. Well, did. Some.
Especially the ones from Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah. Oh, that is a great score.
That's not a show. That's a spectacular.
Sid, you like show tunes. You sucking the cake. Tradition. Tradition.
Listen, everybody has their own tradition.
Oh, my God. I can't say that without me thinking of Vince McMahon.
Oh, right.
Because there's this one sketch where Vince McMahon is talking to this wrestler, Booker T, who is a African-American pro wrestler. And he just goes, Booker T, you my nigga.
He said to John Cena. Actually.
Oh, John Cena, was it?
Yeah.
But Booker T was standing there.
Oh,
goes,
you're right.
He said that. You know.
And then the way he says, my nigga, sounds like tradition. In tradition.
My nigga. My nigga.
Here, I found it. Hold on.
Oh, my gosh.
What's up, boss? How you doing?
Yeah. What's good in the hood?
Just holding it down, trying to take care of business.
Keep it up, my nigga.
Oh, my God.
My nigga. Play tradition now.
I can't believe he said that.
It's Vince McMahon. I can believe it.
Yeah. That was so corny, the little video.
Yeah.
And that went out over the air?
Yeah. That was live on...
like 6 years ago.
Sleep, how to eat.
It gets like a while before it gets to him.
You may ask.
That, though.
I like the little dance.
None of us knows who he is.
Oh, I love the song.
Come on, go ahead.
Maniga. 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 Proper home.
Listen, Noah.
Culture home.
This will bring you in 2 years. To
read the holy book. The mama. My nigga. My nigga.
Are you saying Monica?
Monica. Monica.
I'm not Jewish.
You're like a quarter Jewish. Or like an eighth or something.
She's a very Jewy last name, though. You gotta admit that. I won't say what.
Come on.
I don't want you to get stalled.
It's even more Jewish than Darren's last name. Yeah.
It's not. It's not Lipschitz, though. Yeah. It's not that. I'll give you a minute. Oh, she's dating a Lipschitz?
Maybe. She could.
The chariot race guy is named Lipschitz. Monica! Wait, maybe Vince McMahon was saying Monica. He wasn't.
Yeah,
saying
he was playing for his girlfriend Monica.
Uh huh.
That's what they all call John Cena.
Oh, Monica. Yeah. Monica.
Well, John Cena is his stage name. His real name is Monica.
Monica Cena. That's just his Monica.
All right. Well, that was tradition.
Monica Schenkeltown. I do like the sound of that. So
Schenkeltown.
That's a deal breaker. If you
Bacon Charts makes a good point. I think being on the show makes you a quarter Jewish, probably.
Yeah. Dave Hill's going to walk out of here with tzitzits.
Just from all the Jewish fart gas you've inhaled,
it
becomes a part of you.
Turning.
Yeah.
It's like The Walking Dead.
You smell the Jew farts and you turn into a Jew.
Monica's going
to
go home.
You're not
home
allowed to say that, Monica.
Why not?
It's racist. One-eighth of you is allowed to say it.
Yeah. You'll have to think it, but not say it.
You're only allowed to say an eighth of that sentence.
Yeah.
She's going to leave here and go home and put plastic on all her furniture.
Totally something old women in my building would do.
Yep.
No, my grandmother was Italian, and she put plastic on all her furniture.
It seems so uncomfortable. Why would you do that?
To keep the marinara sauce from seeping in.
But and it also makes the apartment smell really bad.
Yeah.
That's the mothballs.
And the mothballs.
Doesn't smell like grandma.
Italians are just Jews with better food anyway.
Yeah.
As Tony Soprano said.
And thicker mustaches.
Good thing she plucked. When I was younger, I went to a math tutor, and it was this guy. He must have been like in his 30s.
Where did he touch you?
He didn't touch me.
What?
But he lived with his parents,
uh-huh.
And his parents were very old Jewish people, and like
everything in the house was just shrink wrap. And it smelled, there was like this like cheese odor.
What was his name? What was this guy's name? Maybe he's a listener.
I can't remember, but like he would always bite his nails. So like he had that cayenne stuff, that orange cayenne on his nails. So he wouldn't bite them. And he
Are you sure that wasn't just Dorito dust?
No. And his teeth were missing, and that cayenne stuff was like on the ridges of his mouth. So gross.
And this was your music teacher?
No, this was my math tutor.
Sorry.
That's not much better.
I was going to say, if he was your music teacher, you know he would be good, because he doesn't do anything all day but sit home with his mother's fucking, he sit on his mother's couch and fucking bite his nails.
Ugh.
So he's probably playing guitar constantly.
You need nails for that. Nails help.
Does it?
I think his name was Steven. If I remember correctly.
Should look him up on Facebook.
That was a necessary part of that story.
What a sad life. Facebook. Yeah. What a sad life.
His name was
life.
Monica. Monica.
Can that be my intro? Yidle,
didle, didle.
No, I just need to make a routine with you guys wearing the traditional, like, vests and stuff.
Oh, never you.
Monica.
This is
an audio podcast.
I think for Halloween, we should all dress as Orthodox Jews.
Not
happening.
I had to wear a tallis for about 45 minutes while doing my... That's it. Never again. I endured that. Monica!
What was that? Oh.
Oh, you thought he was calling you, Monica?
Yeah, he did.
Monica! I'll cut those clips up for next week so we can have that on demand. Uh-huh. Monica!
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 What does your hat mean, Dan?
This is my umpiring hat, BMUA.
Oh, okay.
It's just the letters of the organization.
Which is?
Say it on the air.
People
start stalking me.
Sorry.
Didn't I post that picture on the livecast Facebook with some fake explanation for what it stood for back in the day? Mm-hmm. Like bowel movement.
Black
University
men
of
underarms.
Yeah, well, blind motherfuckers umpires association is what they usually say. Yeah.
That's not nice.
I had to do a game before this.
Did you win?
Yes, I won.
Nice. That's the best part about being the umpire. You always win. You're in charge of that. That's how sports work, right?
Mm-hmm. It was like 33 degrees outside. You got to wear layers.
What kind of layers were you wearing?
I had my regular umpire shirt with an undershirt and a jacket underneath my pullover.
Is that doing it for you, Rob?
Jock strap?
Jacket under pullover, yeah.
Do you have to wear a cup, Darren?
I don't, not for that league, because it's like,
nobody
they don't throw hard enough for the foul balls to hit you hard.
Is it one of those plastic balls?
A cup doesn't do that much, honestly. Like I've been hitting the balls with a cup on and without a cup on, and it's not much difference.
Really? Can you share those experiences?
It hurts with the cup and without the cup. The only thing is, it does like protect you from injury more, but the pain is no different.
Mm. Oh, okay. Well, you don't want to like damage your balls if you have kids.
All it does is that the ball presses the cup into your balls. So it's still...
Aren't your balls supposed to be inside the cup?
Yeah, it just pushes the whole thing. It squishes the whole thing.
Oh, wait. You
hard.
Put the balls in the cup? I thought it's like for the whole thing.
Yeah. No, you get...
Well, your package was in... Yeah.
You get a... You get a... It's like a little strap that you put on, and the cup goes... It has a pouch for the cup, and the whole thing covers your whole junk.
Is there like an envelope that you tuck your penis into?
No, it's just in...
It's in the... Yeah.
And how does it
stay
put?
It's like underwear.
There is an envelope to tuck penises into, but girls have those.
You never heard of a jock strap?
I have heard of a jock strap.
Okay, so the cup, it has a pouch for the cup in the front, and you put the cup in, and it's just like a shield.
Okay.
But if you
in essence, the cup kind of like is...
It's rounded.
It's rounded, so it's like it's hugging your nuts and stuff, so... Even though it's being pushed in, there's only so far it can be pushed in. So it does offer some sense.
Can we make a drop out of Rob saying that, by the way, what you just said?
Yeah,
about
sure.
Hugging.
I have to take a bunch of drops out of this show already. Monica! Monica!
We don't need that to be a drop. You enjoy saying it so much.
I'll just make my drop. It's so, like, it's just that song. It's
very
so, triumphant. Yeah. Yidle, didle, didle. Who knows the way to keep a proper home, a kosher home?
How you doing? Yeah. What's good in the hood?
Just holding it down, trying to take care of business.
Keep it up, I'm a nigga.
Shankletown just had a winner here. Penis Envelope was Noah's nickname in high school.
Thank you. Happy birthday. Too bad Shankletown never could afford a stamp. Oh, get it.
Burn.
Get it. Postal humor.
All right, let's take a music break.
Okay. Isn't that what we're hearing right now?
No.
This is music without a break.
I hear they picked a bride for me, I hope.
She's pretty.
Yeah, sing along.
Whoever Papa picks.
The daughters.
Sing in the same pitch.
Monica. Monica. Monica.
All right, let's take a real break. Let's kick things off
with Maniga. Tradition.
Tradition.
With Kvelertak from Norway. We'll be right back.
Hello, son. This is your resident announcer guy, Chuck Blandington, and you're listening to the show that was caught finger-banging your stepmom last week. The Metal Injection live cast. Sorry about that. Howdy, listeners. In order to keep up with all this jazz about social networking, Chuck Blandington is now on Twitter. Follow me at BlandInjection. It's mostly me making fun of Noah, Rob, and Frank. Oh, and I guess you should follow the livecast as well. Their Twitter handle is at MILivecast. Twitter. I'm over it. We'll be right back. This is Chuck Landington, reminding you, Auschwitz, the meaning of pain, the way that I want you to die, slow death, immense decay, showers that cleanse you of your life, but your pain is over, because we now return to the Metal Injection live cast. Here's the show.
Welcome back to the Metal Injection live cast.
That was Bland announcer, Chuck
That's
Blandington.
That's Chuck Blandington, our show announcer. And we're sitting here with the king of metal, Dave Hill, who's confused about show intros.
That's right. Oh. Yeah.
We're all about professionalism.
Oh, you mean... a music band.
Yeah. Oh, so there was a guy making an announcement.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, see,
that the show is back.
It just sounded like the band, and then I could vaguely hear some voice.
Oh,
quietly.
You're probably getting it in mono.
Yeah, I was really freaked out.
We'll work on that. We'll work on your in-ear monitor.
Yeah.
So right before we got on the air, the King of Metal, Dave Hill, comedian as well, who also is a published author.
Oh, now it's working, yeah.
Oh, was sorry. Talking about someone else's book for a change.
Yeah, for a change.
Rex Brown's new autobiography. And
I can't even read the title properly because like the graphics are all like scattered around and you don't know how to read it.
Isn't that like... every metal album cover anyway? Yeah. Shouldn't you be used to that by now?
Well, yeah. And Pantera. I love Pantera, but they pretty much had the worst album covers of all time.
That's true.
It was like they got like some...
Well, that Fist one is pretty iconic, though. The older display of power. Where
that one's pretty good, but like...
Reinventing the Steel is just terrible. It's fire clip art.
It's so bad. It's impressively bad. It's almost like, let's get the shittiest cover ever.
Well, they're from...
I love the album.
They're from Texas. I don't think they have, like, lots of graphic designers.
What?
Where they're...
Austin.
I guess
Austin. Who's
I think
Austin?
Down always has good covers.
That's true. That's true.
But they're in New Orleans.
Nope. Someone's clearly not a Down fan.
Jeez. So you were telling a story about meeting Vinnie Paul. Well, we were saying how in the book, Rex Brown kind of gives it to Vinnie Paul the worst. And you...
Pretty much. I mean... He's pretty, I mean, yeah, he kind of talks.
He just talks a lot of shit.
Not really shit. It just sounds like, that sounds about right.
Right.
I mean, it just sounds like he's annoying.
But I feel like Vinnie Paul would probably never talk to Rex Brown after this book.
Well, he's probably not going to talk to him at all ever again.
Yeah, he doesn't talk to him anyway.
Yeah. So you said that you met Vinnie Paul once at a party, right?
Well, at after a Pantera show.
Okay.
But
which Pantera show was this?
It was... probably, what year? It was shortly after Phil Anselmo overdosed, like within 2 weeks of that.
Oh, wow.
And they were on tour with White Zombie and the Deftones.
Oh, wow.
And I remember Vinnie Paul came out in like little hot pants, like little short shorts and little cowboy boots. And a cowboy hat and sunglasses, and like walked up to me and my friend, who were just sitting, hanging out, drinking a beer, walked up like with a Sharpie, like, all right, what do you want me to sign? And we were like, nothing. We're just drinking a beer, and hanging out. Like, we're, you know, no offense. But he was like,
did you just stand there awkwardly waiting for you to take something out?
I think we probably did. Like,
you should have given him like your glass of beer. You want to sign this?
Well, I guess we, you know, I must have found something for him to sign. But he was like, I've never had that happen before. Someone aggressively trying to autograph something.
He thought he was just being almost professional. Like, I'm ready for this. I know that people want it.
Well,
I'll ask you before you ask me.
Yeah, it's in keeping with but everything that Rex says about him.
Right.
He says that he's, like, thought he was the biggest rock star and, like, had bodyguards and said he would try to get laid all the time and fail, because he was just horrible to women. And so, anyway.
It's
entertaining. I like the book a lot. I recommend it. I actually read it, the entire book, on my iPhone.
Wow.
I've never read a book entirely on my iPhone before. But I was flying to Copenhagen, and so I just downloaded it before I got on, read it on the way. There you go.
The King of Metal's worldwide.
Yeah, it's a global operation. I got a good like Viking belt buckle.
Yes,
Valhalla.
Oh, cool. I didn't know what you were going to do. Are you watching the History Channel's Vikings?
No, but it sounds like I should.
Yes.
It's a good program?
Yes.
We'll not let this die. Just
no, I must tell everyone.
Promoting it on Twitter.
She doesn't want it to get canceled.
There's an HBO show. I don't know if it's an HBO show over here, but it's over there. They had signs for a Viking-based.
Oh, Game of Thrones?
No.
Oh, no.
Like another show that I would watch.
Girls?
Girls.
I guess that could be considered a Viking show. Sort of.
But.
Cool. Well, Dave, don't have a lot of time, so we want to get into our game show away.
Although I would happily talk about Vinnie Paul and Vikings the whole time.
Yeah. But we have a show to do here, and we're about to play our favorite game show. Darren, do you want to kick it off?
Yeah, I'll give you a quick rundown of our rules for Dave Hill, our celebrity guest, who will be playing our game for the first
huge,
time.
Huge celebrity.
Yeah.
Overwhelming. Even for me. Just like to come out, walk down the street was very difficult.
Are you going to ask us if we want your autograph now?
Yeah. I'm just going to force it on you.
Yeah, do you have the Sharpie ready? Yeah.
I feel feel like I'm talking shit about Vinnie Paul.
He is a regular listener.
He's a huge listener.
Yeah. Probably.
He puts it on in the strip club that he owns while the ladies dance and they're just listening to us.
I'm surprised you didn't bring your bodyguards with you.
Yeah. I'm a man of the people.
And I'm glad
I will say I have met the rest of... Around that same time, I met the rest of the band. They're all very nice fellows.
Mm. Good to know.
Yeah.
Phil Anselmo is a fan of yours as well. He's a fan of the King of Metal, allegedly.
That's my understanding. But that's all. That's told.
I mean, obviously. Who would have...
Joe Sharpie in the chat.
Well, no, I guess he saw the most recent thing that I did and really liked it. And I guess said that he thought my analysis was... completely spot on.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Which I think it was, actually.
Yeah, very much so.
I mean, I'm joking around, but I think I was pretty much right about everything.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Still Anselmo approved, so.
Yeah. But I love how people get so, people really.
They were enraged.
Well, I'm thrilled that you guys have me do stuff repeatedly that your viewers and listeners hate. And you're still like, we better upset our fan base again and make Dave come back.
It's just the most vocal jerk-offs that hate it. They went over very well.
It's good. It's good to make something that people hate, though. As long if they
a
love it or hate
reaction.
It.
Yeah. That's what you're going for.
Yeah. So here we go. Yes or no,
Jack? Oh, my God.
Whoa.
All right.
Rob really likes this game show.
It's great.
So I'm going to read you a bunch of categories. You're going to pick a category, and in each category there are four bands. Three are real. One is fake. Most of them have absurd names, ridiculous names.
Okay.
So tell me which one is the fake band that I made up. The definition of metal, by the way, is very loose for the purposes of this game. The vast majority of these are like death metal, grind bands, but anything from screamo to hardcore, grindcore counts as metal. The only requirement for a band to fit into this game is that they have to have at least one audio track available on the internet. So that means a lot of these will be completely obscure, which is the way we like it.
Oh, okay.
The two people with the highest scores in the end of round two will go against each other. In the lightning round, I'm going to read 40 bands, rapid fire, and whoever identifies the most will be our death or no death champion. And with that, I give you your categories, your six categories for round one. Dave Hill, you are a guest, so I will give you the choice of category. What's That Smell? Under the Weather. A little bit country, a little bit rock and roll. Cunt Buy Me Love. No Means No. Or The Devil Is in the Details.
Maybe I'll go... What's the smell one?
What's That Smell? These are bands with the word putrid in the title.
Oh, okay.
Bands with the word...
I thought it was going to be a Lynyrd Skynyrd band. No, they're not.
Possibly.
Putrid Semen, Putrid Skull, Wall of Putrid Flesh, or Decapitation of Putrid Blood. We'll go clockwise and I'll go to Sid first.
I'll say Putrid Semen is the fake band.
Putrid Semen. Noah. And Monica, are you playing as a team with Noah?
No, separate.
Separate.
Okay,
all right,
separate.
Noah.
Do you mind rereading
them?
Oh,
Jesus.
Please?
You got to pay attention. I'm not
paying attention. I have terrible memory.
Right. One time, okay? Putrid Semen, Putrid Skull, Wall of Putrid Flesh, or Defecation of Putrid Blood?
Wall of Putrid Death.
Oh, Putrid Flesh, sorry.
Wall of Putrid Flesh.
Okay.
I say the defecation one.
Defecation
I'm
of Putrid
I'm also on Defecation.
And Dave.
I'm going to go Putrid Semen.
Putrid Semen. Well, the only person who got this right actually is Noah. Wall of Putrid Flesh.
Unbelievable.
Which is a Magic the Gathering card, actually.
Oh.
I knew that.
I was going to say, that's a good name.
Wow.
Putrid Semen.
Yeah, that's a real band.
Well, like what? They're that's like a band that is like, oh, those guys. These guys practiced on the hall, but they never.
Yeah.
They can't find a drummer still. They've been paying rent. They've been paying rent on the room for like 6 months, and like the guy, they show up and they're always putting new posters up in the room, and the guy's always getting a road case for his put together for his amp because he knows like it's gonna come together pretty quickly. You better be ready. They don't have a drummer
yet. And they hate their gig bags.
Yeah.
Yes. They always bump their heads into the gig bag. All right, 1 point for Noah. Are you keeping score, by the way?
Yeah.
All right. Now Sid's going to pick a category. We have Under the Weather, a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll, Cunt Buy Me Love, No Means No, and The Devil Is in the Details.
I will go with No Means No.
No Means No. These are band names containing the word rape.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Bestial Rape, Razor Rape, Rape Zombie, or Rape Festival.
Now, we want the real one or the fake one?
Always the fake. Three are real, one is fake. Noah.
I'm going to say Razor Rape is the fake.
That is a great band.
I'm going to say Rape Festival.
Rape Festival.
I'm also with Rape Festival.
Rape Festival.
Monica should be.
Dave.
I hope it's Rape Festival.
Rape Festival?
Fake.
Okay.
I mean, only because the other ones, if you thought of the other ones, I'm really worried.
Yeah. Three are very real. I only made up one of these. And Sid.
Rape Festival seems too, like, asking to be the fake one really be the fake one. So I'm going to also say Razor Rape.
Well, Sid, your thinking was along the correct lines. Rape Festival is a very real band.
Oh.
Correct answer, which none of you got right, is Rape Zombie.
Oh, I know.
Which is a Japanese movie made in 2012.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah. We learned so much on this show.
Razor Rape.
Razor Rape.
Who? Gosh.
Yeah, I know.
That's a horrible name.
It really is. A lot of these are very horrible.
I feel it should be said Razor Rape.
I always feel like I should shower after.
It's Friday at Scorchers. Razor Rape.
And that's just the entertainment. That's not the band. They're just raping people with razors.
Wait, Rob, you should put the chat room down because they're saying the answers in the chat.
Oh, I wasn't.
Oh, you're right.
Keeping score.
Just keep it.
All right, who picked last? That was Noah, right?
No, Sid.
Oh, Sid. All right, so now, Noah, you pick.
I'll go with The Devil Is in the Details.
Devil Is in the Details. These are band names containing a reference to the devil. I Kneel at Thy Feet, Dark Serpent. Power Nap on Satan's Floor. Doing Nuns in the Butt for Satan. Or Sperm of Antichrist.
Oh, that's a good one.
Three real bands, one fake band. Monica.
The kneeling one.
I Kneel at Thy Feet, Dark Serpent, Rob.
Power nap.
You're still on the rape. Power nap on Satan's floor.
Yes.
Dumb.
I would say power nap on Satan's floor.
Okay.
It's fake.
And Sid?
Yeah, I think it's got to be that, though. If Frank hears this podcast, he might start a band with that name. But that's another story for another day, Noah.
Okay.
Where is Frank? Isn't he normally on?
No, he's not. He's not a co-host.
He's
does the video stuff.
He does walk-ons like Don Rickles.
Okay, sure.
I'm going to go with the nun one.
Doing Nuns in the Butt for Satan. Well, the expert here appears to be Monica because the correct answer is I Kneel at Thy Feet, Dark Serpent, completely made up by me.
Wait, you made that up?
Yes, sir. You may steal it if you like.
I did. In my defense, I did think that was a bad band name.
Yeah.
I should have gone with that.
Okay.
I don't understand why metal bands, I feel like they're all having a contest for like the worst grotesque name. I don't understand.
Yep, that's heavy metal.
All right. So who scored? Monica. All right. And Monica, it's your turn to pick.
I want the cunt one.
Cunt one. Cunt Buy Me Love. We had this category before, actually. There's more bands with the word cunt in the title. Cunt Smash, Maggot Stuffed Cunt,
Ew.
Asphyxiated Cunt, or Emmanuel Cunt.
Emmanuel Kant.
Yes, as in Emmanuel Kant.
What was the second one?
Maggot Stuffed Cunt was the second
one. I'm going to go with Emmanuel Kant because that is just way too clever.
Okay.
Yeah, I would have to say Emmanuel Kant.
Emmanuel, two for
what Emmanuel. Was the one before Emmanuel Kant?
Asphyxiated
Kant. I'm going to say asphyxiated Kant.
What was the first one, Darren?
I'll read them one more time for you, Noah.
Thank you.
I know you're very high right now.
I didn't even smoke yet.
Imagine if she did.
I should have smoked because I was way better when I was stoned.
All right, Cunt Smash, Maggot Stuffed Cunt, Asphyxiated Cunt, and Emmanuel Cunt.
I'm going to go with Cunt Smash.
Cunt Smash and Monica.
The asphyxiated one.
Asphyxiated Cunt. That is the correct answer.
Woo!
Asphyxiated Cunt. Sid and Monica are on the board. I think Monica's winning.
Yeah,
you're the best at this. All these names are, with the exception of Emmanuel Cunt, which is genius.
Yeah, that's great.
The other ones are so misogynist.
Yeah, there are a lot of, that is true.
Okay.
Smash Cunt?
Cunt Smash.
Smash a Cunt?
That could be a positive thing, but I don't
think
that's what they're going for.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of misogyny. It's a theme in the genre.
These guys don't have girlfriends.
Probably
not. Definitely not.
So what are they
angry about it.
All right, the remaining categories. We have a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll, and Under the Weather.
Ooh, Under the Weather.
Under the Weather, these are bands named after diseases or ailments. Diseases in the title. Disgorgement of intestinal lymphatic suppuration.
Sure.
Diplococcal cephalitis. Infected asshole.
Ew.
Or gonorrhea pussy.
Oh my God.
Dave, you go first.
Wait, what were the first two?
First two, disgorgement of intestinal lymphatic separation or diplococcal cephalitis.
I would say diplococcal cephalitis.
Okay.
It's not a real band name.
Copy.
The first one?
First one? Okay, disgorgement of intestinal lymphatic separation.
Sure.
Nowhere.
Is the last one gonorrhea cunt?
Pussy.
Oh.
Pussy.
I'm going to go with that one.
Gonorrhea pussy.
I say diplococcal.
Diplococcal and Rob?
Gonorrhea pussy as well.
Well, I hate to disappoint you guys. Gonorrhea pussy is a real band to the detriment of the human race. The correct answer is diplococcal cephalitis.
Yeah!
That is actually a lyric from a Monty Python song
I
snatched.
What does diplococcal mean?
I don't know.
Okay.
Want to look it up?
I didn't think it was anything. That's why I guessed that.
Monty Python actually has a very death metal-esque, carcass-esque song with a lot of ailments in it, so I stole that one.
Very
clever.
And we're left with one more category. A little bit country, a little bit rock and roll. These are band names containing the name of a country. Okay? Jesus Ain't in Poland, Leather Nun America, Corrosive Sweden, or Apocalypse Israel. Is it?
I'm going to say Apocalypse Israel is the safe one.
Noah from Israel.
I'm going to say Corrosive Sweden.
Okay.
I say Apocalypse.
Sweden. Sweden. Dave?
I'm going to say Sweden.
All right. The correct answer is Apocalypse Israel.
Damn it!
Wow.
Noah? Is that Noah?
No,
Monica. Running away
wow,
with me.
Monica, you have almost an autism.
I
didn't even
listen to metal at all.
It helps.
It definitely helps.
I feel like, people who aren't into metal are probably better at this somehow. I don't know. It seems to go that way.
You don't overthink
it. Yeah. All right. We're up to round two, guys. Here are the categories. Death Metal Jabberwocky. Fetus Don't Fail Me Now. Dinner is Served, Call of Duty, Run on Sentences, or Goth or No Goth. And Dave picks first as a guest.
Goth or No Goth.
Goth or No Goth. These are annoying, pretentiously named goth metal bands. Evergaze Eternity, Lady Sadness, Tears of the Night Flower, or On Thorns I Lay.
They all sound so real.
Wait, and we're... So same rules.
Always the fake one, yeah.
I'm going to say Tears of the Night Flower.
Tears of the Night Flower.
On Thorns I Lay, I think I've actually heard of.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
I was leaning towards Tears of the Night Flower as well.
Okay.
I thought that.
Third.
Can I get the options again? Sorry.
Evergaze Eternity, Lady Sadness, Tears of the Night Flower, or On Thorns I Lay.
All right, Tears of the Night Flower. I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think everybody said Tears of the Night Flower. Is that correct?
Yes.
You're
yeah.
all wrong.
Wow.
The real band.
Is it Lady Sadness?
No, the correct answer is On Thorns I Lay.
Oh,
the
really?
One that said
I suck.
You threw
that
so
dead.
Off.
Wow. I didn't
fault.
Get it either.
That sounds like a real band.
Yeah,
maybe stolen by someone working at Hot Topic listening to this.
Yeah.
Okay, now it's up to Sid to pick a category. You want them again?
Yes, please.
Fetus Don't Fail Me Now. Death Metal Jabberwocky, Dinner is Served, Call of Duty, Run on Sentences.
Dinner is Served.
Dinner is Served. These bands with references to food in the title. And macaroni. French toast.
No!
Abraham's Meat Plow. Or Apple Maggot Quarantine Area.
Oh, what?
One of these is fake. Three are real. Noah.
I'm going to say French toast.
French toast. Monica.
I'm going to say macaroni.
Macaroni.
Apple, the last one, apple.
Apple maggot quarantine area,
yeah.
Dave.
Such an Apple fanboy.
I think macaroni is fake.
Macaroni?
Yeah, I'm going to say macaroni as well.
Well, the only one who scored is Noah. It's French toast. Macaroni is a real grindcore.
It sounds like it would be
a grindcore. They have a video on YouTube.
French toast is a pretty good band name, I think.
That could work.
Maybe it's a pop band name because there's sugar on it.
Yeah, there has to be it.
I didn't find any evidence
of a French kid.
I checked all the fake ones to make sure I didn't make up a real band that, in my mind. And no French toast. All right. Noah picks a category, I think, right?
Yes. What was the
I'll
last?
I'll read them all to you. Run-on sentences, Call of Duty, Fetus Don't Fail Me Now, Death Metal Jabberwocky.
Let's do Call of Duty.
Call of Duty, the band name is referring to shit.
Lovely.
Force-fed human shit. Fecal implosion, clitoral defecation, or I shit robots. Monica, you go first.
Look at Monica's face.
One of these is fake.
What was the first one?
Force-fed human shit.
I'm going to do that one. Force-fed human shit.
Clitoral defecation, I'm going to go with.
Okay, Dave.
What was the second one?
I'll read them all one more time.
Yep.
Force-fed human shit, fecal implosion, clitoral defecation, or I shit robots.
I shit robots.
Is that a final answer?
Yeah.
Okay, final answer. I shit robots. Sid.
I was going to go with force-fed human shit, but I think I'm switching to fecal implosion.
Okay, so it says fecal implosion.
I second that.
Fecal implosion. The correct answer, the fake band is fecal implosion.
Oh.
And who scored on that?
Sid
and Noah. Okay.
It just seemed a little too on
the head. Did you give me a point
for
the last one?
Maybe.
Can we recap the scores right now?
Noah's at 3. Monica's at 4. Sid's at 3.
Okay.
I'm at 0.
You and I are still not on the board.
Wow. Okay, you got a chance. There's a few more left here.
Yeah, we could still turn this one around, I bet.
Okay, Death Metal Jabberwocky, Fetus Don't Fail Me Now, and I think that's all. Run-on sentences.
Oh, for me, right?
Yes.
I want run-on sentences.
Run-on sentences. These are bands with absurdly long names.
Oh,
are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
No.
I'm prepared.
Mincing Fury and Guttural Clamor of Queer Decay.
Sure.
Wisdom Through Agony into Illumination and Lunacy. I Wrote Haikus About Cannibalism in Your Yearbook. Or Abducted and Implanted with Knowledge of Interstellar Travel by Hyperdimensional Zeta Reticulans. And Rob, you go first. Three of these are very real.
The second one?
I guess this is long.
Yeah.
I'll read them all again. Mincing Fury and Guttural Clamor of Queer Decay. Wisdom Through Agony into Illumination and Lunacy. I Wrote Haikus About Cannibalism in Your Yearbook. Or Abducted and Implanted with Knowledge of Interstellar Travel by Hyperdimensional Zeta Reticulans.
The wisdom one.
The second one. Wisdom Through Agony, etc. Dave.
That's the one, the wisdom.
Second one, okay.
I feel like that's something else. I just know it.
I'm going to say Abducted and Implanted.
Okay, Noah?
I'm going to say the haikus about cannibalism because that's too clever for any dumb metal dude to think of. You thought of that one.
Okay.
I say Abducted.
Abducted and Implanted with Knowledge of Interstellar Travel by Hyperdimensional Zeta Reticulans is the correct answer.
Yay!
Oh, man.
The rest of them are all real, very real. The haiku one is actually a screamo band. They're, you can hear several videos.
Monica with 5 points already.
What is screamo? It's bad, right?
I would say it's bad. I don't want to
like
be judgmental.
It's emo, but they scream in the choruses a little bit.
Yeah, like, and they're putting
Give us an example of a screamo band.
Like, isn't Saves the Day screamo?
No, not
there
at all.
Two
they're
emo.
Was From Ashes to Ashes screamo?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That could count.
All right, who picks now? Rob?
Sure, yeah, what do I...
Death Metal Jabberwocky and Fetus Don't Fail Me Now.
Death Metal Jabberwocky.
All right, ready. These are crazy death metal bands with weird names. Sondra Bogen Kirkebrennelag. Saga Traga Vazgen. Anjohak Omalsh. Or Trakra Rubruella.
What? How are we supposed to guess that?
Are you stuttering? I can't tell.
No.
Let's make him repeat this as many times as he
can. It's a different language.
Okay.
That Anya Omalsh one.
Okay. Anjohak Omalsh.
Can I use them again, please? Seriously, though.
All right, no problem. Sondra Bogen Kjarka Brennelag.
That's That's definitely real.
You're a fan of theirs.
Yeah,
the
early stuff.
not the late, just the demos.
Yeah.
One second. Saga Traga Vazgen, Aniohak Omalsh, or Tratra Brubruella.
The first one.
Sandra Bogan, Kaka Brenelog. No,
yeah, Sandra Bogan, Tron.
You were
like
very close. I got to applaud you on that.
Thank you.
Monica. I want the Sandra one, too.
I'm going to go with the last one.
Well, the only guy who scored is Dave Hill. Aniohak Omalsh is the reverse spelling of Shlomo Choina.
Wow.
Wow.
All right. So Dave's on the board.
Kid is back.
Wow.
And we have one more category. The final category, Fetus Don't Fail Me Now. These are bands containing the word abortion.
Love them.
Coat hanger abortion, blunt force abortion, abortive abortion, or screwdriver abortion. And who picks? Who goes? I think Sid goes first, right?
I'm going to say screwdriver abortion.
Okay.
I'm going to say screwdriver abortion.
Screwdriver. Monica?
Well, I don't think aborted abortion makes any sense, but they're probably so... But, like, you're too clever, I think, to do that.
It might be reverse psychology. I
know,
could be doing
but there's already
purpose.
A coat hanger abortion.
All right.
So I'm going to do screwdriver also.
Screwdriver.
Can I hear the abortions again?
Coat hanger abortion, blunt force abortion, abortive abortion, or screwdriver abortion.
I'm really bad at this, but I'm going to go with blunt force abortion.
Blunt force indeed.
Abortive abortion. Aborted abortion.
Abortive abortion.
Or whatever it is.
Well, abortive abortion is a real band, believe it or not.
Oh, my God.
The correct answer, the fake band, is screwdriver abortion.
Yeah.
Where is that from? You made it up?
Actually, it was a guy who posted a bunch of these that I was looking through his playlist, and his screen name was screwdriver abortion. I just co-opted that. So that's the end of the categories.
We have a tie for first between Monica and Sid.
Nice.
Uh-huh. Both at 5. And Noah at second with 4.
Are you sure? I think this was my 6th point.
I'm pretty sure I got all your points.
Did you get one more? Did you just get one right?
Me? Did I? I don't know.
Yeah, he got screwdriver. I guess.
Well, either way, the top 2 make the final, so.
Okay.
Dave, you and I are in the bottom 2. This is.
Why don't we let the bottom 2 square off?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
That should be good.
So that means, Rob, you have to leave the room. While
I'll be in the bathroom.
Just keep that on loop.
Wait,
why
do you have to leave?
Because we're going to read the same bands, and whoever gets more of them wins.
Oh.
For the final round. So you're going to go first.
This is a lot.
I don't want to make
you
get up because you're an esteemed guest.
Wait,
no one cares about Rob.
Why? I don't understand.
Here's
why
what we'll do, Rob.
Together?
Rob, go all the way outside, and I'll wave at you from the window when it's time to come back up.
Like if you both shout out the same thing, or he could be taking your answers if you're or whatever. You
but
know,
we can't answer the same. I see. Okay.
You're going to answer the same things in a row, and then he's going to come in, and whoever gets more out of the lists will win.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm just going to read a band. You just say real or fake. I'm going to go through them real quick.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Pseudostratified epithelium.
Yes.
That's real. Correct.
Yeah.
Give me real or fake. It'll be easy.
Okay.
A boiled kilt.
Fake.
Real. Ossified vomitus. By the timeout, we got to stop.
Yeah.
Is someone keeping score?
I am.
Okay. Sorry. Ossified vomitus.
Real.
That's fake. Morbid enema.
Real.
Correct. Roadside corpse throat fucker.
Real.
That one's fake.
God damn it.
Anal squirt massacre.
Real.
Correct. Monkey eating flesh.
Real.
Correct. Bulimic widow.
Fake.
That's fake. Correct. I shit on your house plants.
Real, I hope.
That one's fake.
Oh, man.
We're going to start that band, Dave.
That's pretty good, yeah.
It may be real in a week. All right.
That's really good.
I'm sorry.
Did you make that name up?
That one's completely made up
by
me.
That's really good.
Thank you.
Oh, wait. I'm not timing it. Are we supposed to time it?
No, no time.
Okay.
It's fine. Bowel fuck.
Real.
Correct. Get in the van and take the candy.
Real, I hope.
That one's fake.
Okay, that's our side project.
All right, Godzilla on Demand.
Real.
Correct. Menstrual cocktail.
Real.
Correct. Menstrual dysentery.
Real.
That one's fake. Menstrual sewage.
Real.
Correct. Regurgit torso.
Fake.
That one's real.
Shit.
Arthur Fonzarelli raped my sister.
Real.
That's fake, sorry.
God. Monica, that's yours, mine.
Show me on the doll.
That's real.
Correct. Rectal smegma.
Real.
Correct. Leonard Skinless.
Real?
That's fake, sorry. Larry David.
Real.
That's a real band. Beard without a mustache.
Real.
Correct. Hypolipidemic anal fissure distension.
Fake.
Correct. Some disassembly required.
Fake.
Correct. Shattered pelvis.
Real.
That one's fake. Regurgitated cow fetus.
Real.
Correct. Teen Cthulhu.
That's real.
That's correct. Donkey Punch Jesus.
That's my side project. Real.
No, that one's fake. Sorry. Oh. Facially disfigured by carnivorous worms.
Real.
That one's fake. Drowned retarded children.
I hope that's fake.
That's real.
Oh, my God.
Anally jackhammered priest.
Real.
Fake.
Ugh.
Epileptic fist fuck.
Real.
Real is correct. Copro-baptized cunt hunter.
Oh, yeah. I know this guy.
They good guys?
Yeah, most of them.
That one's real. It's correct.
Yeah.
Optimus Prime is a homo.
Real.
That one's fake. Manuscripts don't burn.
Real.
All right, correct. Five more. Necrofucking hell.
Fake.
That one's real. Acute cerebellar decomposition.
Real.
That one's fake.
Shit.
Alice through the windshield glass.
Real.
Real is correct. Leaky twat.
Fake.
Fake is correct. Sanguinary misanthropia.
Fake.
That one's real. Give me a total.
That thing sucks.
Yeah, I don't like that one either. What do we got, Noah? Jesus.
22
is very good. You got more than half of them. Yeah.
Well, I'm great at this.
I think you just got, we've done this five times, you've got the second highest total in the lightning
really
round.
Getting the hang of
it. So I should call Robin.
Please call Robin. Now we're going to see if he can beat the score of the great Dave Hill of 22. Rob, get in here. Come out of the isolation booth, please, which is the hallway. All right, you're facing a score of 22, Rob.
Oh,
no, you shouldn't have told him.
No, it doesn't.
He's not going to keep count as he goes.
There's pressure on him.
Yeah, Noah, but that could be very sketchy.
I am not high, so it's okay.
Rob, Dave Hill did great. He got 22 out of 40, more than half, which is second only to Sean's score.
Okay.
So you have an uphill battle here. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Pseudostratified epithelium.
Fake.
Real. Boiled kilt.
Fake.
That's real. Incorrect. Ossified vomitus.
Fake.
Fake is correct. Morbid enema.
Real.
Correct. Roadside corpse throat fucker.
Real.
That's fake. Sorry. Anal squirt massacre.
Real.
Correct. Monkey eating flesh.
Fake.
That's real. Bulimic widow.
Fake.
That's correct. I shit on your house plants.
Real.
That's fake. Sorry. Bowel fuck.
Real.
Correct. Get in the van and take the candy.
Real.
That's fake. Sorry. Godzilla on demand.
Real.
Correct. Menstrual cocktail.
Fake.
That's real. Menstrual dysentery.
Fake.
Correct. Menstrual sewage.
Real.
Correct. Regurgit torso.
Real.
Correct. Arthur Fonzarelli raped my sister.
Oh, real.
That's fake.
Ah, yeah.
She broke your streak. Show me on the doll.
Real.
Correct. Rectal smegma.
Real.
Correct. Leonard Skinless.
Real.
That's fake.
Oh.
Larry David.
Real.
That's correct. Beard without a mustache.
Fake.
That's real. Hypolipidemic anal fissure distension.
Real.
Fake.
Damn it.
Some disassembly required.
Real.
That's fake. Shattered pelvis.
Real.
Fake. Regurgitated cow fetus.
Real.
Correct. Teen Cthulhu.
Fake.
Real.
Ah!
Donkey Punch Jesus.
Real.
Fake.
Ah!
Facially disfigured by carnivorous worms.
Real.
That's fake. Drowned retarded children.
Real.
Correct. Oh, man. Anally jackhammered priest.
Real.
Fake.
Ah!
Epileptic fist fuck.
Real.
Real is correct. Copro-baptized cunt hunter.
Fake.
That's real.
Ah!
Optimus Prime is a homo.
Real.
That's fake.
Ah!
Manuscripts don't burn.
Real.
Correct. Necro-fucking hell.
Fake.
That's real. Acute cerebellar decomposition.
Fake.
Fake is correct. Alice through the windshield glass.
Fake.
Real. Leaky twat.
Real.
Fake.
Ugh.
Sanguinary misanthropia.
Real.
Done. How many?
Wait, was the last one correct or incorrect?
Oh, real. Sorry. What did he say?
Yeah, I said real.
Okay. Did he really? Run the tape back. Okay, real? Yes, that was correct. That's real.
Wait. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So Dave Hill had a 22 score, 22 point score, and Rob only had 18 points.
Dave Hill is the king of metal.
Well, I'm the second loser, second least worst.
Well, you're skilled at the lightning round, not so much.
Yeah, that's my thing.
You need to be put on the spot.
That's your niche.
Ooh, that was tough.
I don't have time to think about it. Lightning round.
This concludes Death or No Death.
You did a great job. Thanks for being a sport with our
dog. Darren, a round of applause for Darren.
Thank you.
Yeah, Darren put the whole game together.
I just read the off the screen.
So creative.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
You also read. You also wrote what was on the screen, too.
I appreciate our guests for putting up with our silly game. As
yeah, thank you, Dave. And that was a fantastic Vinnie Paul story.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
One of many celebrities you meet.
Yeah, I have a lot of great celebrity stories.
You've hung out with Fenris, too, from Dark Throne, right?
No.
Or you just emailed with him?
Fantasy world.
Oh, really? I think we can make that happen. If they ever tour here, we got to set up an interview.
They never tour. Dark Throne?
Why not?
Have they ever toured?
I don't know.
Just release something?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's true, though. I guess it would have to be like a festival.
They don't really play live, do they?
But no.
I know I'm supposed to go to Norway at some point, and I did a radio show in Norway, but it was taped here. Uh-huh. The guy was like, he knew Fenris, so I figured it's only a matter of time.
I mean, if you do go to Norway, I could most likely set up an interview with Fenris
for you. Yeah, I would interview him for Metal Injection.
Excellent. I hear he's a big fan of The Cosby Show and The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Really?
Yes. A reliable source who's a friend of mine. Ended up hanging out with him there, and that's all they talked about the whole night. He said he loves 80s sitcoms, 80s American sitcoms.
Wow.
Adorable.
Yeah.
Well, this is a different topic, but or same topic, but the first time I did a comedy show at Sing Sing, the popular prison, we were talking to them, and the only shows they watch, they watch sports. And they watch Two and a Half Men. Only shows that, because it has to be like what everyone can agree on. The only thing, the murder and rape.
That's why the
ratings
are so high. Is that part of their punishment? That they're going to?
Well. They're like, no, that's the one thing they can all agree on. They want to watch that.
Wow.
So go figure.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. That's who's watching.
I guess they count it as each individual person, not just one TV set for like 2,000 people.
Yeah, I think. Yeah,
it's 2001. There you go. Got to get those Nielsen boxes out of prison.
Yeah.
You'd think Oz would have gotten better ratings then? I mean, I guess that's
no,
like
they
the
don't
have
too
TV
cable.
For them. Oh.
Yeah, I don't think.
Well, they're
too
critical
close to
of it. Like the way you know when like
that's not how you shiv a guy.
Yeah, exactly. They're like the hipsters of watching Oz.
Oh, we actually had a caller on throughout the whole game. Still on the air. Let's get him on. 251. You're on the air with the Metal Injection Livecast and the King of Metal.
Oh, I was just listening.
Well, too bad.
Well, what did you think of Death or No Death?
Oh, it was fucking great.
Did you get most of them right or wrong?
No, I got most of them wrong.
Oh, okay.
Where is he?
Where are you calling from?
Alabama.
Oh.
Did we make you laugh?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. Just you, Monica.
All right, well, we'll let you get back to listening.
You made him laugh.
And I think we need to let the King of Metal go. You have a gig.
I have a gig, yeah.
Here
in town.
Always on the run.
Comedic gig or a rockin' gig?
Comedic gig, but I'm going to play a little guitar.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Where is your gig in case some people want to go?
Oh, at Union Hall over there on Union Street and Fifth Avenue and Park Slope, right there in the heart of it.
Can I share a very random Union Hall story very quick?
Sure.
I was there.
Did you meet Vinnie Paul?
No. Well,
the Sharpie in your
face. Me and Rob were at a show recently there. It was Todd Barry's crowd work tour.
Oh, nice.
And he's doing his crowd work, and all of a sudden, and there's an empty seat in the front. He's like, nobody's going to take this empty seat. And this loud drunk lady from back's like, fuck it, I'll take it. And she rambles up, and it turns out it was the original Becky from Roseanne.
Because
he
know
started
her.
Lacey Goranson.
Yeah,
Lacey Goranson?
I'm friends with her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and she was drunk?
Yes.
Oh, she was very drunk. And then it was
like, what do you do?
The real, I'm an actress. And then he's like, what do you want anything that people would know? Yeah, and then she's like, I was on Roseanne. Oh, Roseanne, I'm part of that. What did you play? Becky? Can someone verify this?
Well, you just have to look at her.
Yeah, well, he apparently never watched Roseanne.
Yeah, I mean, she looks exact. She
you don't expect
Becky.
To
yeah.
run into Becky from Roseanne. So it takes a second for the brain to adjust.
I used to hang out with her quite a bit, and she's a very lovely young lady. And what was always nice, see, this is another celebrity story for you. I'll go out on this. Go in and out, bookends with celebrity story. But what I always liked about her is that because she is, like, people would always be like, do I know you? Do we go to college together? And she, you know, a lot of celebrities make people, you know, if they're like not something you'd recognize right away, they'll be like, no, they'll like really make you work for it.
Yeah.
And she was just like, no, I was on Roseanne. That's how you know me. Like, and they'd be like, oh yeah, okay, that is how I know you. Like, she wouldn't make them jump through hoops to figure
right,
it out.
Yeah.
And I always thought, that's really nice. You're saving everyone the headache.
Yeah, the brain workout.
The headache of recognizing you. That must be so...
Well, I've seen other people sort of in that sort of stratosphere of notoriety go sit there and make the person take as long as it takes to figure
like
it out.
Like, that would be you, right? Like, do I know
I would
you
do
from
that.
Somewhere?
No.
I feel like she must have had a phase where she did that, and then she just was over it.
I did enjoy
so
commercial.
I had my fun with this.
She's very grounded.
She did
very,
seem pretty chill.
I mean, if I had been on one of the biggest sitcoms of all time, I probably wouldn't have it. I probably would not be a man with people
DJ
like
is an
that.
Asshole.
I did hear that. No, just kidding. No.
So maybe that guy from Union Hall only picked up Roseanne when the inferior, crappy Becky was on.
Maybe. Would new
Sarah Chalk.
Yeah. Maybe he...
Do you know both Beckys?
I do. No, I don't know Sarah Chalk. But I did just see Lisi recently.
Well,
for what it's worth.
Next time you see her, say hello. Bring her to the show sometime.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. I think she would enjoy it.
She seems like she likes metal. I want to go out on a limb and say that. But we're going to take a little music break while the King of Metal... drops his smoke bomb and disappears out of the room.
Wait, what? Have people been commenting this whole time?
Yeah.
So have people been saying nasty things like they do on your message boards?
Nothing. No. They were just participating in the game.
Oh,
to
no
go
one's
on
like,
metal
that fucking asshole.
To go on metalinjection.com, you just have to be like a 13-year-old with a bad attitude. .net.
No,
to
go on
.com, to the live cast, you have to actually have a sense of humor.
Okay.
So
it's a little more commitment.
Slightly distinct audiences.
Okay, I see.
So, Dave, you're going to walk out on a little curl up and die.
Great. Just to let you know, Bacon Shards says, I love Dave Hill.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Last Bacon time Shart. You were on, there was a steady stream of pro-Dave Hill comments.
Oh, that's so nice. So, I honestly need that to get through.
All right. Curl up and die on the podcast.
Yeah. This is Chelsea Blandington. I know what you people are doing over there, with your sex parties, poker games, and whiskey binges. I haven't seen Chuck in 3 days. But if you see him, tell him the kids and I have moved in with my mother. And now, it's the Metal Injection live cast.
Welcome back. We have a little bit left in the podcast. Want to once again thank the King of Metal, Dave Hill, for popping in, hanging out, playing a great, arousing game of Death or No Death.
He's a great
arousing?
A-rousing, not arousing.
Well, he said Rob a was great arousing anyway. Yeah.
Mm. The man shows up, no preparation, drops gold, and then bounces. Yeah. It's a pro. Yep.
To drop more gold in other places.
Yeah. That's right.
The man shits gold.
Is he doing the Dave Hill explosion over there, or is he
just
stand-up?
Yeah.
Okay. Hope he reads out of his journal.
So we were, Sid, during the music, smelled something terrible, and we assumed it was Monica's dog, Stella, who just farted.
It was really bad.
Because she was under the table.
And her tail was waving the gas in the
face. Waving it straight to you. And it was sweet revenge.
Thank God that she waited till Dave Hill left, because that would have looked so unprofessional.
Well, he was sitting next to me the whole time, so I'm sure he was getting a whiff of something.
You were dropping something?
No, though? But I mean, just from being me.
Really? You don't think you stink? I've sat next to you.
I haven't showered today. Smell like bologna.
A bologna sandwich. Yeah. Last night, Stella was releasing farts about every 2 minutes.
Rapid fire.
I gave her wet food, but she was making these silent farts, so she was just sleeping all sweet, like a cute little dog. And I, like every 2 or 5 minutes, I'd get like a whiff. It was like a bomb, a fart bomb. I was like, ew. It lasted for like 30 minutes. It was so gross.
And then we were trying to decide what dog has the worst farts. So what's that, a pit bull? Darren, was that you?
Darren said a bulldog.
Yeah. Bulldogs.
I think it depends on what you feed them.
It seems like every bulldog that a friend has ever had that I've been around, they all just launch these disgusting fucking... And they look at you like they're so happy with themselves. Like they just
they go and sniff the spot.
Yeah.
Like, ooh.
They're looking at you and they're like, sniff my ass.
All right, one of my two cats, this reminded me. Now, he has a thing where, like, you know how dogs drink out of the toilet?
Uh-huh.
I caught him drinking out of the toilet. Did I mention this to
you? You mentioned, I think, in the
off
car.
Off the air, right? Yeah. I don't want to repeat a story.
No, I think it was in the car.
Yeah, he jumps up on the toilet and drinks. He tries to drink out of it, and I get him out of there. But I he did it a few times, and I started putting it together that he only does it after I shit in the toilet. And after it's flushed, I mean, he's not trying to drink the shit.
Yeah, he just wants that, but, like, shit-flavored water.
Like, I can't be within, like, 15 feet of the bathroom after I take a shit. It's so disgusting. I can't imagine how he's putting his head in the fucking toilet bowl.
When you told me the story, you said it wasn't just after you shit. It was when after you shit after having eaten Indian food. That's what you told me.
That's right. Well, it's not specifically that. What? It's just that I've been eating Indian food like once a day now. Like,
once a day?
I have these TV dinners that I eat. Otherwise, sometimes we go out to
Indian
dinner.
Indian TV dinner? Oh, my God.
So there's like
your
always...
poor bowels.
There's like always... curry in my shit, and then my girlfriend looked it up.
By the way, curry in my shit. Done.
Always curry in my shit.
So she looks it up online, and there's something in curry that acts the same agent as catnip. So we figured out that he's probably smelling my shit remnants in the bowl that have like a catnip-like thing in them, which is amazing.
You gotta put that in little cloth satchels and sell it at craft fairs.
Just poop into a satchel? Is that what you're saying?
Your cat will love it.
A sachet of
my
poop? Yeah. Sure.
That's a way to make a little extra money naturally.
I'll be like Virgil. I'll just go to different conventions and set up a table.
So you'll be Duty Darren Delgado?
Yeah. That's going to stick now. Thanks.
I like Darren Duty Delgado.
Call of Duty.
But I mean, at the very least, it'll pay for the TV dinners.
They're very cheap.
Eat for free.
I don't need to do that.
Are they vegetarian TV dinners, or do they have meat?
No. Who are you talking to? Come on.
Okay, did someone just fart?
No, not me.
Stella. Blame it on Stella.
Where's Stella? Is she under the table still?
Far.
No, they have like a night. They have a lamb vindaloo. I have one that was butter chicken. That's a real good one. Chicken tikka masala they have for the white people.
Man.
No Indians eat that.
Really?
Oh, really?
Even if you get it extra spicy?
It's like duck sauce. They don't eat that
shit. I feel like... People wouldn't buy Indian TV dinners anyway. They could just
In a restaurant, they don't even eat chicken tikka masala.
Okay.
They eat...
It's the California roll, basically, of India.
Yes, good comparison.
They're all eating fish heads and shit. You get the realness and goat.
Those are the Indians. I love goat, man. Always get goat when I go there. It comes on a nice bone.
Does it taste like chicken?
No, it tastes like lamb, but it has less of that nasty lamb aftertaste that I don't like.
Nasty?
Darren likes goat.
I don't really like if it's made right, it's okay, but like if you get like medium range lamb, it has like a little.
I feel like it always has to be cooked at least like medium well.
Yeah, it does.
I can't do like rare lamb.
It tastes lamb-ish, but better than lamb, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Once I got over picturing a cute little goat being slaughtered, then I was fine with it.
So, goat's supposed to be really good. Goat's supposed to have less calories than chicken breast. Did you know that?
Yes, very.
And
right.
Its milk is universally digestible, so you could give it to any animal.
Oh wow!
Did you learn that on OutQ?
I did actually. The Beekman boys came into Sirius and they raised goats.
Oh.
And what did they do with them?
I don't think they use the meat. I think they use them for their milk because they make cheese. They're like a cheese
and
farm.
And lube.
Goats.
Are you saying gay people fuck goats? Is that what you're implying?
No,
just use the milk for lube. Because why would people who make milk go on a specific channel for like gay or straight or whatever?
Well,
I
don't think they were on there for the milk thing. It was like a side, right?
Are they gay dudes with goats?
Sorry, I was watching the dog. Yeah, they're partners.
Oh, okay, well then I guess that.
They were actually just on The Amazing Race.
All right.
Season 21. They're winners.
Monica, you are so tuned in with pop culture.
Oh, no.
You're like our pop culture reporter.
Yeah, pop tart. Much random information.
Did they make the goats watch them fuck?
I don't think so.
That's not nice.
I mean, maybe. I don't think that.
Does the goat ever use his horn to give a chariot race?
Too far!
They get a chariot race with the goat.
Oh,
gets up there.
Man. Maybe.
Too far. Yeah. That's what they say. Yeah, that is too far.
You get a brown horn.
Frozen kielbasa.
I think brown horn should be the episode.
Fucking goats does not give you sepsis.
Oh, okay. Tell that to get 10 do get.
What's sepsis?
Anus licking causes sepsis.
See, I learned
just
that on
the goat's ass.
I learned that on OutQ.
It's like getting butt bacteria.
Yeah.
In you.
Rule
yeah.
number one of fucking a goat is don't toss the salad first.
Like a septic tank.
Yeah.
Wow. I got to say, we really ran through these Butterfinger bites. And by we, I mean
don't
Sid.
Don't go gay. It's not healthy.
eat more Butterfinger bites instead.
Yeah.
Finish off that bag, Rob.
You just like melt in your mouth, and then when you feel sick to your stomach that you ate too much, you're feeling full of regret, but then you feel the Butterfingers in your teeth, and it makes you crave that flavor all over again.
I thought you were talking about goat anus.
Oh. Uh-huh. Some deep Butterfinger talk. Yeah.
Deep Butterfinger talk.
Back
also.
To the chariot racing.
Do you remember Goatsy, Monica? Yes, Noah. That was probably one of the first episodes I was on.
Yeah.
When you guys like corrupted me and showed me all these videos I didn't want to see. I don't think I looked at most of them. Anyways. I got an image in my mind. Yeah.
Doesn't sound any more corrupt.
Oops, sorry.
Doesn't sound any more corrupt than chariot racing.
Yeah,
yeah. Clearly.
I know. Look how far I've come. You're a death metal princess.
Wait, look how far I've come. You're squirting now, Jeff?
Yeah.
Watch out, I'm going to drown you.
Shankletown asks a great question. Are there really that many goat fucking rules that they need to be numbered?
I'd say yes.
There should be.
You looked it up?
There aren't.
How many people do you know that have done it? It's very tough.
Goat fucking?
Yeah.
I don't know any people.
Because they don't follow the rules and they mess it up somehow.
You can only do it a very specific way.
Tough to close the deal with a goat. Mm. You got to follow the rules. It's like that John Ritter show, 10 Rules for Fucking My Teenage Goat.
Yeah.
Oh, huh?
What?
There's two more rules for a goat than for a daughter.
The reason he died during the filming of that show is because he didn't follow one of the rules.
Oh. He got sepsis.
Teenage goat. That's right.
He got sepsis from the goat.
Sorry, John Ritter.
He's in a better place.
Yeah. Now there's a guy in The Walking Dead who looks like him, and it creeps me out every fucking week.
Oh, yeah.
The creepiest thing about The Walking Dead is that nerdy guy who looks like John Ritter.
Wait, on what show?
Oh,
The Walking Dead.
Who?
The governor's assistant guy.
Milton.
The doctor.
Oh,
he doesn't look like John Ritter.
Yes,
I can see it. It's the glasses.
He definitely looks like him.
I don't see it. Sorry. He looks like the other guy from Bosom Buddies.
Peter Scolari?
Peter Scolari, yeah.
Who's now on Girls.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Father.
He
her
finally
dick
found...
Out.
Oh, dick? Uh-oh.
There's
no
a negative
spoilers.
With her parents. Yeah.
But he's finally found a project that Tom Hanks is not in got him the job.
Yeah, for once.
He was in That Thing You Do, and what else was he in?
Well, wasn't he on Newhart, or no?
He was on Newhart. That's
Hanks
the one
didn't hook him up with that.
Right,
yeah,
that's
that was
the only
thing.
One.
But it's been a long time.
Yeah, he was in like four fucking Tom Hanks movies.
He's like Tom Hanks' Clint Howard.
Yeah, he's in Band of Brothers.
I don't even know who we're talking about.
Yeah.
I was thinking of, not Band of Brothers, I was thinking
Saving
of.
Private Ryan.
Yes,
yeah.
He was not in that.
Well, now that no one knows what we're talking about, yes. We can move right on.
Bacon Sharts wrote, "My God, Sid loves girls."
You really do.
It's a good show.
It's
a very good show.
It's like Rob liking Gigolo.
I also... what?
Gigolo!
First of all, I never said I like
that
Gigolo.
I'm kidding. I went for a joke.
I like it even more because of how much it pisses people off.
I defended Rob first when they were accusing him of liking Gigolo, so I'm just making a joke.
I didn't know you guys talked about Gigolos on this show. That's so funny.
Yeah, he used to give us fucking episode summaries. Nobody accused him of liking the show.
I didn't
like the show.
This is inaccurate.
What do you mean it's inaccurate?
I watched the pilot episode because it was...
You got a fucking screener. You bought it on eBay.
Well, can I...
This is untrue.
Can I recap what
and
happened?
What happened is...
Go ahead.
After speaking of the show Gigolos, Noah got into it, and then she would watch. She was the one giving the recaps, not me.
So you're like a Gigolos tastemaker.
Yeah.
You started the fire.
Well,
you're the Gigolos tipping point.
She and Jenny started watching it to see why, because Rob saw only the pilot.
Yeah, we wanted to see what Rob was talking about.
And then they got into it, even though they were making fun of him.
It was like one of those things that's so bad you can't look away. Mm-hmm. I mean, I haven't really caught up. I don't know the storylines or anything. Is there a storyline?
Is that show still on, Rob?
I don't know. This,
no,
this
almost
I, do
caught
not
you.
Know.
I almost caught you there.
Almost caught me what?
If you had been like, no, it actually got canceled 3 months ago, then we'd have been like, oh, you were watching the whole
so
time.
So you didn't almost catch me. You didn't catch me.
Yeah, but if you had said what I wanted
right,
to say.
Right, but I said the complete opposite.
I know.
So it's not like you were close to catching
50-50.
Me.
50-50. It was a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, either you said it or you didn't.
I took the chance for the listeners. Put myself on the line.
There's better reality programming out there.
And that was like on Showtime, right?
Yeah.
It was so bad.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
But Girls is not like... Girls is a drama, and it's very well written. Yeah, it's a dramedy.
It defends everything we say about it.
It's a good show.
It's good.
Yeah.
I'm all for girl power.
Pass. Why don't you like it? Why are you? Why do
you
refuse to give it a chance?
I saw a clip of it. And
clip. You need
to
watch at least an episode.
At least, well... For me, it was after the third episode. Because at first I was like, I don't know if I like this.
It doesn't appeal to me what it's purported to be about, so I just don't care.
Mm.
He's too much of a machismo.
Better that than you do what like 50% of the audience does and watch it just to hate it and then complain about it. That's what annoys me. It's like, if you don't like it, then don't watch it.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I'm not on an anti-girls rant.
Yeah.
I just don't give a shit.
Think so, yeah. Don't watch it. Don't let it make you angry.
And
just live your life.
By the way, it has nothing to do with machismo. Because I watch Fiddler on the Roof. That's not machismo.
That's tradition, though.
Yeah.
Tradition. Tradition.
Bearded dudes. That's the definition of machismo.
My nigga.
Yeah. Women in the kitchen with wigs on. All that is machismo.
Who knows the way to keep a proper home, a kosher home? I got to pull those clips.
The mama.
The mama. The mama. Tradition. My nigga.
Seriously, people. Watch Fiddler on the Roof. It might be on Netflix.
I'm going to have
the most metal score ever. I mean, it's not metal, but it's very heavy.
It's operatic.
And some of it is really like depressing because it's about a
depressing.
Poor village. So, and that stuff is like very, very...
I'm pretty sure the most metal score ever would be 666 points. Sorry, Rob.
Okay.
Like a score.
They can't all be winners.
I think that was fine.
It has a very good ratio.
I think that was fine. No regrets.
Your score just went down to 665.
How dare you.
But Fiddler on the Roof is... you even if you don't want to watch the whole thing, you can watch the first 10 minutes and get what we're talking about at least.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. True.
That's the opening number.
Good little movie. Good little number.
It's probably a YouTube link you could post with the show summary.
But
it's a tradition? Sure.
There you go.
Isn't there like a 10-minute intro of a fiddler on a roof before the movie actually starts?
That is the movie, isn't it? It's called Fiddler on the Roof, so wouldn't there be a fiddler on the roof?
No, there's not really. I mean, there is, but...
I've never seen it, but I'm...
It's a metaphor for their lives.
Well, how so?
They're trying to create beauty. Meanwhile, they're on a roof, and it's very unstable.
Why?
Wow.
They mentioned... I knew about this from Reddit, actually, that they showed Come on a Girl's Tits on Girls.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So how did they use real
spoiler.
Cum?
I don't know.
No, no.
If any
like,
show would, though, it would be this.
Why not professional? Why not just have the guy jerk off on her?
No, I don't think so.
It seems so simple to do, you know? Why not?
Rob, you're the expert. It didn't look authentic.
The cinematic expert.
Did you look the screen? You're the one that has recorded
it. I paused it.
He put his finger on the screen to try to touch it.
I was like, oh, that would taste bitter. That would taste a little bitter.
Yeah. I don't like the consistency
of it. I only tried. I'm not even going to go into
it. You didn't catch him there. He didn't do it. He didn't catch him.
I was almost. Oh, he almost caught me.
Got your journalism at its finest.
Okay.
Well,
that's how they got Mindy Mayer.
Yeah. And we haven't heard from her since.
Got your journalism.
Oh, you know what I want? I wanted to mention how Dave Mustaine is going to be doing like a guitar solo with a symphony, the San Diego Symphony or something. I just wonder, like, what if Dave Mustaine conducted the orchestra?
1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know what's he exactly doing.
He's playing just solos. He's going to do some soloing.
Yeah, fuck him.
Okay. F you, Dave Mustaine.
Yeah.
In the face.
Why are you going to be so mean? All right, nice to everybody.
We should get out of here. It's been a wonderful show. Thank you, Dave Hill.
Thank you, Dave.
Great and thank you, Monica, for crushing a death or no death.
And stepping aside so that our
guests
could
play. I mean,
I
thought we were tied. There's all this crushing talk.
Well, this is the first time she crushed me. I'll tell you that one.
We all crushed you. That's not an accomplishment.
He's grading on a curve.
I had a fun time with you guys. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Darren, for putting that together.
You're welcome.
And
thank Noah for something?
I want to thank Noah just out of tradition.
Tradition!
Monica! Monica!
Here I am.
No. We're going to close out with tradition?
We're closing out with tradition.
Okay. Oh, goodbye, everybody. Crazy. Shalom.
Mazel tov.
But here, in our little village of Anatevka, you might say every one of us is a fiddler on the roof, trying to scratch out a pleasant, simple tune without breaking his neck. It isn't easy. You may ask, why do we stay up there if it's so dangerous? Well, we stay because Anatevka is our home. And how do we keep our balance? That I can tell you in one word. Tradition! Because of our traditions, we've kept our balance for many, many years. Here in Anatevka, we have traditions for everything.
Keep it up, my nigga!
How to eat, how to work, how to wear clothes.
I guess.
We always keep our heads covered.
Bald.
Always wear a little prayer shawl.
Keep it up, my nigga.
Constant devotion to God.
I love Bujania.
You may ask, how did this tradition get started? I'll tell you.
I know.
I don't know. But it's a tradition. And because of our tradition, every one of us knows who he is.
I'm a nigga!
And what God expects him to do.
No, I greatly disagree.
Day and night must struggle for a living. Be a wife and children, say your daily prayer. Who has a right as master of the house? Don't have to find a word at home.
I'm a nigga!
my nigga. I'm a nigga.